Father, I have something I want you to bless. It took me a moment to respond because I'd only been a priest for a few hours, and the person who was calling me father was my mother. She wanted me to bless an image of Saint Monica. Now, the reason that my mother chose an image of Saint Monica for me to bless on the day after I was ordained, well, that's a story for another day. For those of you who know Saint Monica, that's funnier if you think about it. But I get asked to bless many things. Rosaries, cars, statues, images, animals, restaurants, food, and people. Some blessings are simple, like the blessing of a rosary. And some blessings are more extended and more solemn. The extended blessings are usually part of the celebration of a sacrament. For example, the blessing of water for the celebration of baptism is a rather long blessing. In the prayer of blessing, we proclaim the many uses of water in the scriptures. We hear of the Spirit hovering over the waters at creation, of Noah and the flood, of Moses and the Red Sea, of Jesus and John the Baptist at the River Jordan, and of the blood and water which flowed from the side of Christ. Then we ask God the Father through Jesus Christ to send the Holy Spirit upon the water of our baptismal font and make the water holy. Finally, we ask the Lord to give the gift and spirit of holiness to the people who will be baptized in this water. In the prayer of blessing, we proclaim God's action as seen in the scriptures. We ask God for a particular blessing for this moment, and we ask God to extend this blessing from this moment until the grace of this blessing is fulfilled in the kingdom of heaven. The extended blessings show us briefly and clearly exactly what we believe about the sacrament which is being celebrated. In other words, if you want the clearest summary of what the Catholic Church believes, teaches, and professes about a sacrament or a doctrine or a feast, simply look at how we celebrate it. Simply look at the prayer text, and it'll tell you exactly what we believe. And for that matter, if you are ever required to give a homily talking about what the Church teaches on marriage, then feel free to go ahead and take the ritual text for marriage, because it will tell you exactly what we believe. You know, our scripture readings today focus on marriage, and honestly, it's sometimes very difficult to preach about marriage. And that's not because the teaching is not clear and beautiful. And I certainly believe everything that the Lord Jesus and his bride, the Church, teaches about the sacrament of marriage. There are many strong marriages in our parish community. It's a beautiful living example. There are also many people in the parish who know the tragedy of divorce, the pain of infidelity, the violence of abuse, and the isolation of abandonment. And we cannot speak about marriage without acknowledging that God's vision does not always reflect our experience. And so, as I proclaim today the goodness of marriage, please know that my prayers are always close to those who are suffering. The nuptial blessing given to the bride and groom in the celebration of marriage follows the same pattern as the blessing of water in baptism. The prayer of blessing proclaims God's action as seen in the scriptures. Marriage was given by God at the creation of the world. Marriage is an image of the relationship between Christ and his church. Marriage is the one blessing of God that was not forfeited by original sin, nor washed away in the flood. We proclaim the mighty works of God. We ask God to send the Holy Spirit on the bride and the groom. And we ask God to extend the blessing for this life and for eternal life. That is what you are about to hear. We proclaim God's action in marriage in the scriptures. We ask God for a very particular grace at this moment for the bride and the groom. And then we ask God to extend that blessing from that moment until the day of eternal life. So hear now the nuptial blessing. O God, who by your mighty power created all things out of nothing, and when you had set in place the beginnings of the universe, formed man and woman in your own image, making the woman an inseparable helpmate to the man, that they might no longer be two but one flesh, and taught that what you were pleased to make one must never be divided. O God, who consecrated the bond of marriage by so great a mystery that in the wedding covenant you foreshadowed the sacrament of Christ and his church. O God, by whom woman is joined to man, and the companionship they had in the beginning is endowed with the one blessing, not forfeited by original sin, nor washed away by the flood. Look now with favor on these your servants joined together in marriage, who ask to be strengthened by your blessing. Send down on them the grace of the Holy Spirit, and pour your love into their hearts, that they may remain faithful in the marriage covenant. May the grace of love and peace abide in your daughter, and let her always follow the example of those holy women whose praises are sung in the Scriptures. May her husband entrust his heart to her, so that acknowledging her as his equal and his joint heir to the life of grace, he may show her due honor and cherish her always with the love that Christ has for his church. And now, Lord, we implore you, may these your servants hold fast to the faith and keep your commandments. Made one in the flesh, may they be blameless in all they do. And with the strength that comes from the gospel, may they bear true witness to Christ before all. May they be blessed with children and prove themselves virtuous parents who live to see their children's children. And grant that, reaching at last together the fullness of years for which they hope, they may come to the life of the blessed in the kingdom of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.